It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
It's been a good last few days. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, and we got more high school basketball coming your way here on this Tuesday night. Just three games left in the regular season, and Big Seven League titles could be decided tonight. We got a lot of fun coming your way here on KNZA 103.9 and dialed up on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Thank you so much. It's Sabetha and Perry LeCompton, a double dip of Big Seven basketball here on this Valentine's Day evening. Brandon Tabman here with the play-by-play. We got Jake Spaulding stepping in and helping out back in our KNZA studios. Logan Bitterman here as well, and we present to you a Big Seven dip, Mike, on the camera as well, as we are here tonight, again, from Sabetha High School, home of the Blue Jays. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're down to the final, really full slate of Tuesday games. Some teams in the area are going to finish their regular season games on Friday, but some teams will bleed into next week. But pretty much you can only say that we're down to just a couple, maybe even a few games left in the regular season. And, Logan, we could have the girls and boys Big Seven League titles wrapped up tonight. Nemaha Central for the girls. Of course, this first game featuring Perry and Sabetha doesn't have any Big Seven League title implications. But the boys game tonight is going to be a heavyweight showdown in which the Blue Jays can clinch a Big Seven League championship.
Yeah, Brandon, you just mentioned it. As far as the girls' side, I mean, Nemaha Central basically already had it won after last week.
I should correct myself. They have clinched their share. They've already clinched their share of their six, so a win tonight would give them the outright title.
But you'd have to imagine they already have it basically won outright.
Yes.
You don't think they're going to falter anywhere in there. Probably the biggest thing, Brandon, you look at a game like this girls' game we're going to have here tonight, it's actually overshadowed, in my opinion, a little bit compared to the guys' game we're going to see later on. We got to get through this girls' game first, which should be a pretty good matchup when you look at it. Here as well. Obviously, Sabetha, you think about what their season has been so far. They're just one game behind Riverside for second in the Big Seven League. If Riverside would falter and Sabetha wins out, Sabetha could share for second. I mean, that's just where they're at. Perry, on the other hand, they're seventh right now in the Big Seven League standing. But the other thing I find funny about these two teams here, Brandon, both teams are desperately wanting to win this game, especially because of their sub-state standing. If you look at their sub-state, Perry right now is the sixth seed in theirs. They're hosting it as well, but they're the sixth seed in theirs. Sabetha, on the other hand, there's three teams battling for the top, or for 4, 5, and 6. Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Raleigh County. Sabetha and Hiawatha are both 10-7. Raleigh County is 9-7. What do those teams have tonight? Sabetha's playing Perry here tonight. Hiawatha's playing Jeff West. And Raleigh County's playing Council Grove. Anybody falters in there, you could be in a different one of those spots. Sabetha, right now, you're the last home seed for the first round of it. You play Hiawatha, but you falter anywhere here down the stretch, you might have to go on the road.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. As you mentioned, sub-state, again, that Marysville sub-state that Sabetha's going to take part in is a very just top-heavy and loaded sub-state. Of course, Nemaha Central, 16-1. You have an ACCHS team that's top 5 in 3A as well, and they're sitting there at 15-1, and a Minneapolis team that not many of us know about sitting there at 13-5, and then Sabetha there again in a jumble spot with 4, 5, and 6, and a loss could really put them down. So you're right, this game's certainly still important, although it's not going to really have an effect on the Big Seven League Championship. No. The boys' game will, and that's going to be a lot of fun when we get to it. But we got to start with this girls' game here tonight, and let's dive into the starting lineups. And we'll start with the road team. That's Perry LeCompton, the cause, under second-year head coach Joey Franzetta. 7 wins, 10 losses. They are 3-8 in Big Seven League play. Tonight they'll start like this. Brooke Metcalf, a 5'8 senior, very veteran player for them, 7.8 points per game, the leading scorer. Katie Bartlett's getting a start tonight, a 5'6 junior in the backcourt, 1.1 rebound per game. Reagan Thayer's a 5'9 senior forward, 3.4 points per game. Also, Riley Morgan, 6'1 junior at 4 points and the leading rebounder, 8.6 rebounds per game for the 6'1 junior Riley Morgan. And then Taylor Dammy, a 6-foot junior, 7.5 points per game, just shy of 4 rebounds a game as well. So again, for the cause, and head coach Joey Franzetta, it'll be Morgan, Metcalf, Dammy, Bartlett, and Thayer. For the home team tonight, the Blue Jays, I'm Sabetha. Under fourth-year head coach Nate Bauman, 10 wins, 7 losses. They are 7-4 in Big Seven League play. They go like this. McKenna Haberkamp in the backcourt, 5'7 senior, 2.9 points per game, along with 2 rebounds a game. Hallie Scobie's a 5'8 senior, 3 points and 6 rebounds per game. Jessica Gruber in the post, 5'9 senior forward, 6.2 points per game, along with nearly 4 rebounds a game. Carly Harder is getting a start tonight, 5'9 senior at 2 points and a rebound per game, and one of the best to do it in this league, Mary Lukert, 5'8 senior, a returning starter. 17 points per game, one of the top spots in points per game in this league. Just an absolute sensational talent for Nate Bauman. Again, Mary Lukert rounded out that starting five, 17 points, 5 rebounds per game. So again, for the Blue Jays tonight, under Nate Bauman, it is Haverkamp, Lukert, Scobie, Gruber, and Harder. Sabetha coming off a win against Jeff West on Friday night last week. That was a 53-32 win. Perry LeCompton, they're coming off a loss. They lost to the top team in this league in Nemaha Central, 54-27. And Brandon, Jake, Logan, and Mike all with you here. Double dip here on KNZN, also the Sabetha Channel. Home white uniforms for the Blue Jays. All blue road uniforms for Perry LeCompton. Again, a double dip down to the final three games of the regular season. Happy Valentine's Day. Again, the Chiefs are Super Bowl champs, and let's bring you some high school hoops as Perry LeCompton, the opening tip winner, and they go from right to left here in the first half. Blue Jays come out in a 2-3 zone, and quickly a travel at the top of the key called against Metcalf and an early Compton turnover just about 11 seconds into the game. Now, that's one thing that's got to be head-scratching for Joey Francetta. They have looked good at times this year, but they have struggled on offense, and they turn it over 20 times a game, and it's not going to get it done on a night-in, night-out basis in this league. No score, not quite 30 seconds in. Lukert a quick drive and drawing a foul, being aggressive early, and Mary Lukert's an early trip to the free-throw line. And we get our first foul against Perry LeCompton as Riley Morgan picks it up for the cause. Lukert, 17 points a game. She is a 66% foul shooter, in and out on the first, no good. Averages over 2 assists and nearly 4 steals a game, one of the better defenders in the Big 7 as well. Second free throw is good. Lukert goes 1 for 2, and Sabetha out to the early 1-0 lead. It's 30 seconds into this ball game. Little 3-4 court press right there, but the Blue Jays back into the front court. Here's Metcalf for the cause. Right side pass it goes. This is Thayer. Now left side to Bartlett. Inside pass to Dammy. Missing the shot off the window. And a rebound for Carly Harder and Sabetha. Here's Lukert into the front court from left to right. Coming up on a minute into this opening period. And a 1-0 Blue Jays lead. Harder up top to Gruber. Looking for a backdoor cut. Scobie missing the layup from the left side. And a rebound quickly for Dammy. And she's pushing the tempo a little bit. Correction, that's Metcalf. And now Dammy gets it at the elbow, fires a jump shot, no good. Offensive rebound for Morgan. Her putback is no good. And a second chance missed, and now Lukert is going to push the tempo here near sideline. Down to 6:40, and Harder, the lefty open in the corner for three, missed it. And a defensive rebound is gathered there by Riley Morgan. So still a 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays, 90 seconds into this game. Still sitting back in that 2-3 zone are the Blue Jays defensively, giving up 38 points per game, and there's another whistle and another travel against Brooke Metcalf in the second turnover by the cause at 6:25 left in this opening period. And we get our first sub of the game. Emma Nally, a 6-foot senior, is checked in for Joey Franzetta and company as Lukert brings it into the front court from left to right, gets a high ball screen, steps back, thought about a three. Scobie now an entry pass to Gruber, a little too strong. Off the fingertips of Gruber and out of bounds, and Sabetha has their first turnover of the game. A 1-0 Blue Jays lead at 6:13 to go in this opening frame. Again, they still going to show a little bit of pressure here in the full court. Cause get it just barely inside midcourt. Thayer now has it left on the wing. Dammy at the elbow, attacks the rack, spins, nearly got away with a walk, but is able to get it off to Metcalf, and she drives and flicks one up and in. A dipsy-doo type finish for Brooke Metcalf, and the cause have their first lead at 2-1. Under 6 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Here's Lukert trying to do a little one-on-one up top. Finds Scobie inside on the block. Kind of pushing off on Dammy, and Dammy comes away with a rejection. All the way to the corner, collected there by Thayer. Good defense by the junior, Taylor Dammy. A 2-1 cause lead it. 5:25 and counting here in the opening quarter. Still in 2-3 zone. This Nally with the basketball. Dammy inside. A little one-handed floater is good and kind of fading away from the bucket. And a good finish there for Dammy. And it's now a 4-1 cause lead. Coming up on 3 minutes played in this first. Here is Harder left side on the wing. Up top it goes to Gruber. She fires and missing on a three, but Harder gets the offensive rebound. So a second chance opportunity here for the Blue Jays. As Lukerts working back towards the middle of the floor. Now Harder has it right side on the wing. Looking inside for Lukert. They don't go there. Now Scobie gets a touch on the wing. Gruber back with it up top. Left side it goes. Haverkamp fires a deep three. It's short. And fighting for the offensive rebound. Scobie has it and then is able to kick it into the corner. Now a third opportunity. Lukert a floater and it rattles in there. Mary Lukert. Her first field goal. She's got all three for the Blue Jays. They trail 4-3. Coming up on 4:20 left in this first. Stay in that 3-4 court pressure here as Cause work it back and forth across the timeline. Now Dammy in the post, lost the handle and a takeaway. Third turnover by the Cause. That one taken away by Haverkamp. And now Haverkamp's pass is tipped around a little bit. Couple bodies hit the floor. A whistle and a jump ball is going to be the call. Now three new players coming in here for Perry LeCompton. Allison Farmer has checked in. Kendall Gray is also in. And Riley Morgan also checking back in as well. So at 4:05 to go in this first quarter, we got a Perry LeCompton 4-3 lead. Blue Jays have a chance to reclaim the lead here in the front court. Haverkamp left side on the wing, works it back towards the center of the floor. Now goes back left side to Lukert on the wing. Long skip pass near side. This is Harder. Dumps it into Scobie. Scobie trying to skip one and not much on it at all. And that one is taken away. Good defense there by Brooke Metcalf. Averaging over a steal a game. She's already got one here in the quarter. 3:40 and counting, opening frame. Cause with it and a 4-3 lead here at Sabetha. Metcalf looks left, goes that way to Gray, just checked in. Reversing it back right side wing. This is Farmer. Metcalf another touch. Blue Jays still in that 2-3 zone. Another tip pass. Luker got a hand on it and trying to save it is Haverkamp in the corner. Can't get there in time, so the Cause keep the possession at 3:22 left and leading by a score of 4-3. The far side of the floor, this is Metcalf to throw it in. And just dumps it into Farmer in the corner. Right back to Metcalf on the wing, works it back to the top of the circle. Hands it off to Gray right there in between the rings out high. 3:15 to go, first quarter, a 4-3 Perry LeCompton lead. Kind of a lengthy possession here for the Cause. Lukert playing some great defense on Gray, and she rips it away, and there's a steal. Coast to coast, Mary Lukert, she lays it in with the left. Mary Lukert's on a mission here early, 5 for the Blue Jays. And that's their point total so far. 5-4, they lead it by one. Now under 3 minutes to go in this first. Now the Cause really having some issues with this pressure here. They got to get it across, and that's going to be a 10 count. They don't, and it's another turnover. Now 5 first quarter turnovers for the Cause. We got Thayer coming back in. Dammy's going to check back in as well. And we also see Trinity Detweiler checking in first time tonight for the Blue Jays. As Harder got the start, we'll get a quick breather. The 2:45 clock rolling first quarter, a 5-4 Sabetha lead. They won the first meeting back on January 13th at Perry. That was a 48-21, pretty dominant win from the jump in that one for the Blue Jays. But the Cause playing much better defensively, and Morgan comes away with a block shot and a rebound as well. And now the Cause a chance to reclaim the lead. Still in that 2-3 zone, the Blue Jays are. In the first near 6 minutes of this opening frame. Here's Metcalf driving, splitting two, took some body, offensive rebound, Morgan, and then she is quickly tied up. Possession arrow is going to go back to the Blue Jays. So ultimately, the Cause give it back up, or no, they're going to switch it.
It should stay with Perry because Bethel won the last one.
Okay.
They never switched it on the score table.
So they never switched it on the board, so it will stay Perry LeCompton ball at 2:10 to go in the first. And they send it up for Farmer for three, and she cashes it. Allison Farmer, just a 12% three-point shooter. She didn't look like a 12% three-point shooter there. She buries it from the right wing. A 7-5 lead now for Perry LeCompton, under 2 minutes to go. Here is Scobie launching a pass to Lukert, able to save it in the corner. As Haverkamp drives, kicks it back up top to Scobie. Right side pass to Haverkamp. Or correction, that was Detweiler. Now inside Scobie, kicks it back to Lukert. Lukert gets by one, splitting Euro step, shot no good, but a foul. And Lukert for the second time in this opening quarter going to the free throw line. And that's the second foul on Riley Morgan. Something to monitor here early for the Cause. Lukert all five here for the Blue Jays in the first quarter. Now all six, as she's now 2 for 3 at the line. The Blue Jays, as a team, again, have played some good ball here in the last month or so. They have won 3 of their last 4, and they're 5-3 since the last time these two teams met. Second free throw is good. We're tied at 7. All 7 for Mary Lukert. Down to 1:37 left to go in this opening quarter. Blue Jays continue to show pressure here in the full court. Ripped away and another steal. Here's Scobie with it for the Blue Jays. That one taken away. Good defense by Detweiler. Now under 90 seconds to go in the first. Blue Jays get it back in a 7-7 tie. Here's Lukert staring down, trying to get a ball screen from Gruber. Steps back from it and fires. It is short on a 3. And Harder has it ripped away. Good defense by Farmer to claim that rebound. And now here come the calls with Dammy down the middle of the floor. Stops at the point, kicks it right. This is Thayer. They reverse it left side to Farmer. 1 minute to go in this opening quarter. Another turnover. They were looking inside. And now 7 first quarter turnovers. And that's, again, I mentioned earlier, it's been a huge issue for the cause this season. As Katie Bartlett's going to check back in for the cause. Farmer gets a breather. 1 minute to go in this opening quarter. A 7-7 tie between the Blue Jays and the cause. And Nemaha Central a win tonight for them against Royal Valley, and they will claim the outright Big 7 League crown. Here is Detweiler, a 3. Oh, halfway down and out. No good there. Rebound for Perry LeCompton. They clear it up the floor with 38 seconds to go. They could play for the final shot if they should so choose here. Lukert knocking a pass out of bounds. Good help side there in the corner. Down to 32 seconds. Cause will have to throw it in under the Blue Jays bench. And thrown in to the point, it is Metcalf. Second-year head coach Joey Franzetta barking out the signals. It's like he wants to play for the final stop. They try to go inside to Dammy, and it's off her hands and out of bounds. And another cost turnover, make it 8 in the frame. And now 21.2 ticks for Lukert and company. Now Sabetha can take the lead here going into the second. Here's Lukert into the front court. Wants a high ball screen, goes left, it's Harder. Cuts his Gruber, kicks it back out. Lukert straight off for 3, book it. Mary Lukert downtown, her first triple tonight. She's got all 10, 3 seconds to go. A long pass up the floor, and no shot up in time. But a good first quarter for really Mary Lukert. She has all 10 for the Blue Jays, and a 10-7 lead over Perry LeCompton after 1. We'll step aside for a 60-second timeout. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon, Jake, Logan, and Mike all with you here online at MSCSports.net, the Sabetha Channel. Appreciate all the watchers and listeners. Also on KNZA, Sabetha and Perry LeCompton tonight. We start the second quarter of the girls' contest. Blue Jays with the 10-7 lead and the ball. Mary Lukert, all 10 for the Blue Jays. Has it at the point, gets it right back, reversing it left. This is Harder, deep left wing tray. It's no good, an air ball out of bounds. And Dammy lets it go for the cause, and they'll get it back. So misfire on that opening possession of quarter number 2. Cause still having to deal with this full court pressure and having some confusion on getting it in, and Dammy finally able to dump it in to Bartlett, guarded by Lukert. Back to Dammy it goes. She weaves in and out down the middle of the floor into the front court. Hands it off there to Bartlett. Left side pass, it goes to Gray. Right back to Bartlett. Still a 2-3 zone here for the Blue Jays. Dammy gets it at the free throw line. Dives in, and it's going to be an offensive foul. Gruber takes the charge. Dammy picks up her first and another Perry LeCompton turnover. We've done quite a few games here this year, Logan, and we've seen that zone defense a lot by the Blue Jays, and that's something that Nate Bauman has really kind of stuck with throughout a majority of the season.
Yeah, it's just been kind of Sabetha's bread and butter, and it goes back to when Alex Maxey was the head coach a few years ago. He had success running it, and Coach Nate Bauman, he was the assistant for Maxey, and he's just kind of stuck to that.
Gruber missing a shot from the elbow. Good box out there for Dammy to claim a miss. And we played a minute in this second quarter, a 10-7 lead for the Blue Jays. And both these teams at times can certainly struggle on offense. The Caws averaging just 28 points per game, and now another turnover. Lukert wants to go coast-to-coast, and she missed the layup with a little bit of contact. Good defense for the Caws there. Gray gets the rebound off the miss.
Yeah,
missed opportunity there.
And Perry catches a big break on that miss by Mary Lukert.
Now the Caws again down three and another turnover. That's about the third or fourth time at least. Just the pass has been a little too hot and off the fingertips from one to the other and then going out of bounds. But now that turnover number is piling up, and Caws are only down three, but they have given up a lot of possessions here in this first half. Here's Scobie, short corner right, bouncing it into Gruber. Her layup is no good. Scobie gets the miss, and Dammy with another rejection. Good defense there by Taylor Dammy, and another block shot for her. Caws with it, down 10-7, still early portions of quarter number two. Here's Farmer left side up top. It goes to Metcalf. They dump it in the middle of that zone with Thayer, and then she is bumped and fouled. I believe it's going to be Detweiler who picks up the foul, her first. And this is going to be a shooting foul, and Reagan Thayer will do the duties here at the line for Perry LeCompton. Thayer's first no good. She has been good at the line this year. She hasn't been there a lot, but before that miss, she was 80%. Caws as a team hit it as a 57% clip. She goes 0 for 2, and now a foul against Metcalf on the rebound attempt, so we're going the other way. Metcalf picks up her first, team foul number four. McKenna Haverkamp comes back in here for the Blue Jays. Scobie gets a breather. Now another whistle from the far side of the floor. Not sure what the official is doing here. One going to the scores table, but a quick stoppage of play. Right now 5:40 to go until halftime. Sabetha 10, Perry LeCompton 7. Game tonight, once again, presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. All right, so a stoppage of play. Still not sure what the stoppage issue.
They put some time.
Okay, so they put a little time on the clock. Okay. So there is the answer to that question. Well, now the Blue Jays come back with it into the front court from left to right, a 10-7 lead. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. Lukert on a cut, gets it underneath, bounces it to Harder, kicks it back out to Gruber at the point. Right side to Haverkamp, works to the elbow, kicks it left. This is Lukert. Lukert, jab step, triple threat, backs it out. Standing corner three, a little bit too strong. Battling for the rebound, Harder has it underneath, threw up a wild shot. That one is no good. And another offensive rebound keeps now a third possession alive here for the Blue Jays. They've been doing a good job on the glass, and they've had multiple second chance, and now a third chance opportunity here. Lukert gets by the defender, Euro step, a little floater, no good, gets her own miss, kicks it back out to Harder, and then saved from going out of bounds for Detweiler. Now another opportunity to reset for the Blue Jays, a fourth opportunity on this possession. 3 minutes gone by in this quarter. Lukert drives, and a blocking foul, and two shots coming up for Mary Lukert. So after all that, three offensive rebounds and a fourth try, and Lukert will shoot two.
That's also huge because that's the second foul on Taylor Dammy.
Dammy picks up the second, team foul number five. So now Morgan and Dammy both with two fouls. As Lukert's perfect swish and rotation on the first free throw. She's got 11 of the 11 points for the Blue Jays here. And that's the first point here in the second quarter. 11-7, Mary Lukert out in front of the Caws right now. Second free throw, good. So she missed her first, and now she has made five straight at the line. A 12-7 lead, largest here for the Blue Jays in the first half. Gruber comes out, another sub in. For Sabetha, we see Leah Lukerts check in for the first time. You have two Lukerts on the floor. They still like the pressure here in the full court. Cause get it into the front court, far sideline. Now a struggle here for Farmer, but picks it up, able to save it from going out of bounds. McCaw's a chance to reset here. This is Metcalf at the point. Left side pass to Bartlett. Right back to Metcalf up top. Bartlett another touch. Short corner left. This goes to Nally. Now a cut and a drive and a whistle and a foul. It is on the floor. Blue Jays will pick up the foul. I believe it's Leah Lukert who just checked in, and that is her first. And just the second Sabetha team foul in the first half. Here's Farmer in the corner, open for a three, and she buried it. Allison Farmer, her second triple. She has six, and it's a 12-10 Sabetha lead at 4:15 to go until halftime. Farmer's been a big offensive push. Here is a whistle and a foul inside. Scobie set to shoot two. The foul's going to be on Nally, her first. Team foul number six. Now this is Hallie Scobie to shoot two, the leading rebounder for the Blue Jays this season, over six per game. Returning starter from a year ago, 3.3 points per contest. 52% at the line this year, and she steps up and calmly connects on the first, and that's the first player not named Mary Lukert to find a tally in the book. Now 13-10, Blue Jays lead. Scobie one more. High arcing free throw off the rim, no good. So Scobie goes one for two. And a three-point Blue Jays lead. It's a halfway point here of quarter number two. Still in that 2-3 zone. Here is Thayer. Metcalf at the point. Steps in between the two defenders. Lost it. And a kick ball. And that saved the possession there. It looked like another turnover was coming. But kicked by a Sabetha player. So it's going to be Prairie LeCompton basketball underneath. Metcalf will throw it in right side of the backboard. Looking in over the top. Right side wing pass it goes. Now it's back at the point here with Gray. Hands it off to Thayer. And works it left towards the corner. A lot of perimeter passing. They skip it back up top with Thayer. Left side with Gray. Reversing it right side. This is Metcalf. Who drives in between two and is bottled up and fouled. Now Leah Lukerts has quickly picked up her second, and now we get a whistle in our first time out of the game. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn is the perfect timeout snack. Again, want to appreciate the help from Jake Spaulding back in studio. Logan, Brandon, and Mike with you. A 30-second timeout here, 3:36 until halftime. The Blue Jays with a 13-10 lead. Both teams, I don't know if you call it struggles on offense, or do you give the high praise to the defenses here?
Both defenses are doing a pretty good job so far. Obviously, the biggest thing for Perry is just the turnovers. Think about, you know, you cut those down, you have a lot, that many more possessions, if you will. The biggest thing, Brandon, you just look at the score sheet. Perry, they've got three different scores. You know, that's good. You want to have a bunch of different scores. Doesn't matter what team you are. Only problem, you're down by three, and 12 of those points are by one girl, and that's Mary Lukert. You got to find a way to stop Mary. Otherwise, she could just be the thorn in your side the rest of the night.
Now, Lukert, one of the easily going to be a unanimous selection for All League this year. I don't think there's any question about that. And she's had some monster games this year. As Perry LeCompton out of the timeout, missing a shot from the free throw line and a rebound for Harder. And now pushing the tempo here a little bit is Haverkamp into the corner. Long pass up top. Harder, why not? A three ball short off the rim. Lukerts had it for a moment. It's knocked away and now a scrum for it at the free throw line and a whistle and a jump ball. So after all that, the cause, or I think that's the second time. No, they were right with the arrow, so it is Perry LeCompton ball. Yeah. So Sabetha losing that possession there. So here we go with it. Dealing with that full court pressure again is the cause. Needing to get it across midcourt, they finally do. This is Nally diving in, and her layup is good. Takes it from the point. and straight down Broadway, and a two-point basket by Emanalli. And it's a 13-12 game now, and just a one-point deficit for Perry LeCompton. 2:40 until halftime. Here's Lukert in the corner. West 12 of the 13 to about the points here in the first half. This is Leah Lukert. Baseline drive. Now hands it off to Scobie in the corner. Bouncing it to the far corner, and absolutely nobody is there, and it's out of bounds. Close, as in Mary Lukert was kind of close to the corner, but not close enough to get there and save it from going out of bounds. So now four first-half turnovers by the Blue Jays. Under 2.5 minutes to go in this first half. Low scoring. 13-12 Blue Jays. But the Caws with it. Chance to retake the lead. We've had a couple of lead changes here in this first half. Here's Thayer with the basketball. Gets it to the free throw line with Nally. Had it knocked away. Still trying to fight for it. Gets it back to Thayer. Into the corner now with Farmer. Still near side of the floor. This 2-3 zone defense. Metcalf with it. Right side on the wing. Comes back near side. As Thayer dives in and throws up a shot, it's nearly banked in, but she's fouled on a 15-foot J, and she'll shoot two. Carly Harder picks up her first foul, team foul number 4 against the Blue Jays. Just cracks south at 2 minutes until halftime. First free throw is good for Reagan Thayer, and that is her first point here tonight. Thayer, 3.4 points per game, 2.6 rebounds a contest. 5'9 senior. Calmly connects on the second. So she goes 2 for 2, has 2, and now the Caws have retaken the lead. It's 14-13 at under 2 minutes to go until the half. Into the corner with Scobie. Long, lengthy pass over the top of that zone defense by the Caws. Lukert has it at the point. Dives between the two defenders. Little pull-up. Rattles in. Beautifully done. And it's Mary Lukert now with 14 of the 15. And Sabetha reclaims the lead at 15-14. Now 90 seconds to go until halftime. Caws trying to get it into the front court. Metcalf does. Just a couple steps inside that midcourt line. Now Thayer works it back in between the rings. Wasting some time here with some waist-high dribbles with the right hand. No pressure really being applied by the top two defenders of that Sabetha zone. As now Metcalf has it on the wing, gets it back to Farmer, and she'll fire. That is way off on a deep three, tipped around here to the three-point line, and Lukert comes away with it. Now a minute to go until halftime. Sabetha with the one-point lead and the ball, 15-14 our score. Lukert, quick pass, left side to Haverkamp. Now they set it up, swing pass here right now. It's Lukert on the wing. Scobie, a touch on the block, spins, kicks it back out. This is Lukert, nice ball fake to the elbow, little pull-up, Jay is good. Mary Lukert now 16 of the 17 first half points at 17-14 at 33 seconds to go. Caws rifle a pass into the front court as Nally steps in, kicks it left, now Gray. Metcalf fires. That's a three, and it is pure. Brooke Metcalf a triple. She has 5 and a 17-17 tie with 16-6 to go. Now the Blue Jays can play for the final shot. Here's Lukert, 10 seconds to go. They set it up, skip pass near side, Lukert open, a deep right wing three off the front rim, no good. And a whistle and a foul, rebound by Metcalf. And it's only team foul number 5 against the Blue Jays, but just 3.7 seconds remain as Detweiler picks up her second. And now the Caws, let's see what they do here. They have to go the full length of the floor and only 3.7 to do it. They get it into Farmer and she just launches one up there. Not sure if it was a pass or a shot. Nonetheless, that takes us to halftime. Well, defense reigns supreme, and Mary Lukert doing the damage for the Blue Jays. Nonetheless, a 17-17 first halftime. Our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Our girls' game is tied at 17 apiece. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.com.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider. This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Number 10 and number 7 seem to be a theme here in this first half, as our girls game knotted at 17-17. It's Perry Lecompton and Sabetha. Well, the first quarter, Sabetha outscored Perry 10-7. Second quarter, Cause came back with a 10-7 frame, so we sit here 17-17. Cause entered the game at 7-10. Blue Jays entered the game at 10-7. So how about that? 10-7 seems to be a key, but again, defense, offenses seem to struggle a little bit. Cause piling up the turnovers, a lot of empty possessions. And for Sabetha, again, it's been none other than Mary Lukert again, who's doing all the scoring. 16 of the 17 for the Blue Jays, but the Cause are hanging around.
Yeah, and Brandon, I've got 10 turnovers for Perry in the first half. I'm not sure. I'm going to assume that's what you got.
I got 11, okay. But nonetheless, double-digit turnovers. It's right on pace for their season average of 20.4.
And you just think about that. If you cut at least half of those down and you turn at least half, maybe three-fourths of those in the possession, think about how many points you get on the board there.
Five to seven maybe, even if you hit a three, maybe get a two out of it. So it's certainly leaving a lot out there.
And then back the other way, you know, to your point, you made it, what you said, 17-7 is our halftime score. You think about the other way. Sabetha Mary Leaker had a wide open, you know, way to the basket on a steal that she got, just a little too strong off the glass. Otherwise, she could have made that one. It'd be a two-point lead for Sabetha back the other way. 19-17 right now at half. Who knows? Just some points left out there on the floor so far through one half of play. But I think the biggest thing, Brandon, I kind of mentioned it there. You got one, two, three. You got five different scores for Perry. For Sabetha, you got two. And one of them is Mary Luker. You would have to think Perry going into this game, Coach, Joey Franzetta, he told his girls, hey, we got to stop number 10. We got to stop Mary Luger. We got to, you know, don't let her score. She averages 17-point game. She's at 16 already in one half of play.
Right.
But she, you know, if Sabetha comes out in the second half and she just keeps that up, and then some other girls start getting in on it, who knows what Sabetha could have here in the second half. The biggest thing I noticed, Brandon, is Alexia Hayden for Sabetha is not even suited up. So we are not going to see her at all tonight. You think about the three-point ability she has for the Lady Jays. They don't have that here tonight. And we talked about it in pregame. Sabetha, they're battling with two other teams right now when it comes to sub-state standing. Do you want to be that 4, 5, or 6 seed? If you're 5 or the 6, you're going on the road first round. The 4 seed, you're at home first round. Where do you want to have to play your first round of sub-state is the biggest question. Do you want to go on the road or do you want to play at home? You'd have to think you want to play at home. Most all teams do, but that's the biggest question you're asking yourself. Hey, do we want to go to the second half and try to pull away, or do you want to keep this game close and help the other two teams they falter?
Yeah, you mentioned Lexi Hayden. Again, she's a big piece in their best three-point shooter at over 36%, and she's hit 26 of 73 threes. So that's a big piece. And again, we've seen it. It's a theme. We've done multiple games together, and we get in these slumps where it's Mary Lukerts and then just not many other bodies stepping up, and it's more of the same here tonight. But again, credit Perry, and you know, we'll see if they have a different game plan for maybe on Mary Lukert coming out in the second half. But as we run through some of these numbers, again, it's pretty easy for the Blue Jays. They're 17 points, 16 of which for Mary Lukert. The other one was Hallie Scobie, who went 1-for-2 at the line in the first half. Now for Sabetha, they hit 1-3, had 4 turnovers, 10 rebounds. They were 6-of-8 at the line. Now for Perry LeCompton, as Logan again mentioned, they were a little bit more balanced. Allison Farmer, a couple of threes. She had 6. Brooke Metcalf had a 3 and finished with 5 in the first half. And then 2 apiece from Taylor Dammy, Reagan Thayer, and Emma Nally. Koss had 3 threes, 13 rebounds. They were 2-of-4 at the line. But again, the turnovers, double-digit first-half turnovers, certainly an issue for the cause. But nonetheless, a tie game, 17-17. We'll step aside another timeout. Continue after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions. Weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Roy Fry and the Kansas Insurance staff in Sabetha invite you to Sabetha Middle School Auditorium, 7 p.m. Thursday, February 16th. Nationally syndicated TV and radio host, popular author, Oscar-winning broadcaster, dynamic speaker and trainer Andrew McCray will be speaking on The Extra that brings excellence in business and life. His entertaining and enlightening real-life stories provide insight on how to find the extraordinary in what you do. Come join us, Sabetha Middle School Auditorium, 7 p.m. Thursday, February 16th.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now 2 more quarters to go tonight.
Once again, our halftime show was brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon and Logan with you as we get set for the second half of this girls' game between Perry LeCompton and Sabetha. 17-17 tie. In Mary Lukert, 16 of the 17 first-half points for Sabetha. A little more balance for the cause, but nonetheless, we talked about it a little bit in pregame, how big of a game this was for really both teams as, again, still trying to jockey for position when it comes to sub-states, and certainly more for Sabetha, the importance of this game with how their sub-state is kind of shaping out right now.
Yeah, I haven't seen any scores, obviously, for Hiawatha or the county, but Sabetha, you just got to come out here in the second half, just keep doing what you're doing. That 2-3 zone works. Stay in it. Valley County starts, or excuse me, I'm focused on those two other games, Brandon. Perry LeCompton comes out. They start hitting threes on you, then you might have to switch it up to man. Who knows? We'll see that. We talked about Alexa Hayden not being too up. We also, Penn Batchelor, obviously she's out the rest of the year. You think about those two being out together, that just takes away some depth off your bench.
Yeah, two starters as well, so that certainly puts a little more pressure on some other pieces playing here, and Blue Jays will start here second half with the basketball. Again, tied at 17. Harder with it at the point. Right side pass. Gruber goes all the way. Throws up a shot. Just rims out. No good. Nice take. Just couldn't connect. Rebound for the cause, and now they push it up the floor from left to right here in the second half. 35 seconds into this third quarter, 17-17 tie. Blue Jays stay in the 2-3 zone. As Metcalf works it right side into the corner, this is Bartlett. Now Dammy, a little pull-up, a little strong off the heel. Rebound for Scobie. Here's Lukert near sideline, pushing the tempo with a kind of a medium pace. Now Haverkamp a three, just short, grazing the rim. And it's going to go out of bounds, chased down into the corner, but the cause let it go. And an empty possession there for the Blue Jays. Well, we saw the second quarter go about 3 minutes before we saw the first points from the second quarter. Seen a minute into this third quarter and two empty possessions by both teams. Right side pass here, cause in the front courts. Into this 2-3 pressure. And Luker gets a hand on it and takes it away and then had it knocked away from behind and then last touched by Luker. So it's a turnover followed by another turnover and the cause will get it right back. Now 12 turnovers here in this game for Perry LeCompton. Now 5 for the Blue Jays. Here is Metcalf up top working left. Splits the zone defense, throws up a shot, nearly banking it in. No good. Lukert the rebound. Far sideline, pushing the tempo, now stops into the front court, guarded by Bartlett. 90 seconds into this third quarter, still tied at 17. Lukert, nice drive, good kick. Haverkamp alone in the corner, a little strong off the heel. Lukert the rebound, throws one up, no good. A lot of contact and no call. And the second miss picked up by Thayer. Now the Caws work it back into the front court, still tied at 17. Here's Dammy, gets it at the free throw line, a little hustle and muscle, but a blocking foul is called. It's going to be on the floor. She made the shot. Joey Franzetta wants an and one, but it's not the NBA. So the first foul of the half, and the first foul on Jessica Gruber. So here is the entry pass, and Thayer throws up kind of a tough shot from the right elbow, just barely grazing the bottom of the rim, no good, and it trickles out of bounds, and Blue Jays will get it right back. 2 minutes in, 6 to go in quarter number 3. Still no points in this third period. We're tied at 17. There's Lukert, right side to Scobie, between the top of the key and the wing. They get it back, Lukert, left side, baseline drive underneath, took some heat. Draws the body and the foul. Lukert right back to the line to shoot two more where she was 5-6 in the first half.
I believe that's on Taylor Dammy, her third.
It is Dammy who picks up her third. Big foul there in the first against the cause in the second half. Lukert's free throw is good. Nothing but net. She's got 17 of the 18 points. Pretty phenomenal stuff, and that's our first points of the quarter. Makes it 18-17, and now she's has another 2-for-2 trip, has 18 of the 19, and it's 19-17. Blue Jays by 2, and now Perry with a long pass into the front court. Chasing it is Gray, but it goes out of bounds. Now 13 Perry LeCompton turnovers. Emma Nally checks back in, the 6-foot senior for the cause. Dammy has to take that breather with now the 3 fouls. They back up the pressure. Lukert's into the front court. Right side to Gruber. Dives in from the wing, trying to spin away through a double team. Kicks it to Haverkamp, who's short on a triple. Tip towards the points, and it's picked off there by Metcalf, who tries to go coast to coast, but didn't get the wolf call, and Lukert pokes it away from behind and out of bounds, so the cause get it back in the front court. Farmer checks in here for the cause. Also, Detweiler back in for the Blue Jays. 5:22 to go third quarter, 19-17, Blue Jays by a bucket. Metcalf trying to throw it in and finally does into the corner. A three by Farmer. This one short. Rebound for Scobie. Scobie 4 rebounds in this ball game and trying to launch a pass up the floor, and that's taken away. The cause again, or correction, that was against the Blue Jays, beg your pardon. So now the cause into the front court, down by 2. 3 minutes into this third quarter. Here's Farmer right side, dumps it into the short corner right. Farmer gets it back, working it towards the point, gets it to Metcalf up top. Now Metcalf gets it by Lukert. Little floater in the teardrop is right in there. Brooke Metcalf now with 7. A 19-19 tie. And now a travel is called here on the other end by Detweiler, who turns it over. Now 7 turnovers in the game by the Blue Jays. Leah Luker comes back in, a 19-19 tie at 4:40 to go in this third period. Another sub back in as Gray checks back in as well for Perry. Here's that Blue Jays kind of three-fourths court press, making the cause go back and forth with it into the front court. They do get it across with Metcalf, and now they settle back in the 2-3 zone. 4.5 minutes and counting, third quarter, a 19-19 tie. Blue Jays won the first meeting by 27 at Perry back in mid-January. This one a much different story. Here's an air ball three and out of bounds, and an empty possession there as Farmer misfires from the right wing. Blue Jays get it back. Both teams have scored just 2 points in this third quarter. Here's Mary Luker, casual, waist-high dribbling into the front courts. In between is Scobie. Right side Gruber from the elbow, missing everything except the backboard, and a rebound by Metcalf. Metcalf, pass to the right wing, gets it back at the point, hands it off to Gray right there. 3:50 and counting, third quarter, a 19-19 tie. Perry LeCompton here at Sabetha. We got a ranked boys game later on tonight, and now a carry is going to be called against Brooke Metcalf. Third turnover in the quarter, make it 14 in the game. As Bartlett checks back in, Gray is out for Perry LeCompton. Well, this one is playing much differently than the first meeting back in mid-January, where it was pretty much all Sabetha in that ball game. This one has been close from the jump. Gruber, little turnaround from the block. Nearly got it to go, but an offensive rebound by Detweiler. Luker to three. This one off the heel. Scobie, another offensive rebound. She dumps it inside to Gruber. Her shot is no good and finally dumped out of bounds, and it'll stay here with the Blue Jays. Well, that's maybe the second time we've seen about three different opportunities on one possession for the Blue Jays, and now they get another one here. Lukert set to throw it in, waiting for a play to develop, and finally dumps it into the backcourt with Detweiler. Coming up on the final 3 minutes of this third quarter, a 19-19 tie. Here's Mary Lukert again, 18 of the 19 Sabetha points. Pretty incredible what we're seeing, and she works it around a screen, and it's going to be bumped and fouled. They'll get Katie Bartlett with her first. And that's just the second foul of the second half by Perry, third of the half total. So not many fouls so far here in this third quarter. Here's Leah Lukert, drives in from the wing, a layup attempt no good, and a rebound ripped away by Dammy. Now the cause, another chance to retake the lead, a 19-19 tie, 2:50 left, third quarter. Here is Thayer, right wing, Metcalf, barely saves it from going behind midcourt. And now a short corner jump shot is no good off the rim by Nally, and then out of bounds it goes, and last touch by Perry. So an empty possession for the cause, and now Sabetha gets it back. Still tied at 19 at 2:36 to go in the quarter. Carly Harder checks back in. Leah Lukert gets a breather. And here is Mary Lukert into the front court. Well, both these teams playing majority zone, and Lukert a little pull up, and she banks it in from the left elbow, gets by the top defender, and now 20 in the game for Lukert, and now a steal by Lukert, and a whistle and a foul. Lukert doing it all here, and the foul is against Metcalf. That is her second. I think the foul's on the floor. It is. Mary Lukert thought maybe free throws were coming, but again, it's not the NBA. You can't get that much continuation. But nonetheless, Blue Jays with the ball leading 21-19. Lukert's in the post. A nice little drop step move and just missing again from short range, and a rebound for Perry. That's the second close opportunity missed by Lukert tonight. Here's Metcalf straight on, and she airballs a three, and out of bounds it goes. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the quarter. 21-19 Blue Jays. This was a 17-17 score at the half, and just six total points here. But now under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here's Gruber, left elbow, back to the bucket. Now Scobie, right elbow, pulls and connects on a jump shot. And Scobie, now three of the 23 points. And a 23-21 game. or correction, 23-19, beg your pardon, at 90 seconds to go in the frame. Largest lead of the game has been 5 for the Blue Jays, and now we get a whistle, a tie-up in the corner. Good defense there by Scobie on Farmer, but Perry will keep it. So next dead ball will go back to Sabetha. Down to 1:26 to go in this quarter. 23-19, four-point Blue Jays lead, caused with the ball. Here is Bartlett in between the rings out high. Waiting for the play to develop a little bit. Right side pass it goes. Now Metcalf in the corner, bouncing it inside. This is Nally. Turns a little fade away. Couldn't bank it in. And a rebound for Harder. Here's Mary Lou Kurtz quickly into the front court with now 65 seconds to go in this frame and a 23-19 Blue Jays lead. Around a screen, Luker dives in from the point and can't make the layup, and a rebound for the cause. Under a minute to go. Cause with it down 4. Quarter number 3. Both these teams out of the Big 7 title race, but both these teams can still move around in sub-state in the final 3. Games left, so everything matters. Another steal here. Cause turn it over with 38 seconds left. And now the Blue Jays, I think, are going to turn it back over, and they do as well. A little sloppy by both teams down this final minute. And now the cause, with 25 seconds in counting, can play for the final shot of the quarter. Sabetha stays back in that 2-3. Metcalf dribbling up top. Gets it to Bartlett left side. Curls around the arc. And gets it right back at the point. 11 seconds. Oh, darting a pass inside into some traffic, and it's taken away by Lukert. 8 seconds. She wants to go coast to coast, but takes the body foul. It's on the floor and stops the clock at 6.2. Fourth Perry LeCompton team foul. It's Bartlett with her second, and a timeout called here by Nate Bauman and Sabetha. It's a full, so we might as well follow suit. 6 seconds to go in the third, 23-19 Blue Jays. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here we go, 6 seconds out of the timeout. Gruber gets a touchdown. Scobie, right wing, left it short. Rebound, Perry LeCompton, and that's down the final 6 seconds run off the clock here in the quarter. We got a four-point ball game with 8 minutes to go. It's 23-19. Blue Jays on their home floor, beating Perry LeCompton by 4. Take another time out, back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, a quick score update here in the Big 7. Perry LeCompton Well, of course, Zach scratched that. We're talking about Nemaha Central leading Royal Valley by 20 at the end of the third quarter there. So a win for the Thunder will get them the outright league championship tonight. But here in Sabetha, Blue Jays 23, cause of Perry LeCompton 19 as we start the fourth in a perfect way for the Blue Jays. It's Trinity Detweiler who cans a triple. And it's now a 26-19 lead for the Blue Jays, their largest of the game. Well, before that bucket, Mary Lukert had 20 of the 23. And now the third player in the score column of the Blue Jays tonight. A 7-point advantage. Not quite a minute into this fourth and final quarter. Entry pass. Morgan back to the bucket. Kicks it out to Gray for three. And Kendall Gray answers from the outside. Gauze get it right back. 26-22. As we're coming up on 7 minutes to go. Here's Scobie straight up top. Left side to Mary Lukert. He's been dominant all season as well as tonight. Here's Gruber now at the point. Right side pass to Detweiler. Detweiler thought about a step back tray, but turns it down. Now Harder from the left elbow. Lost it. Picks it back up on the block. Kicks it back to Scobie. Curls in the lane. Kicks it right. Now in the corner. This is Detweiler. Now high right it goes to Mary Lukert. And they'll reset. Clock at 6:33. It's moving. Fourth quarter. A 4-point lead for the Blue Jays. Luker gets to the buckets and she lays it in. It's not picked up after splitting the two defenders. And now 22 for Mary Lukert. 28-22. 6-point advantage for the Blue Jays. Coming up on 2 minutes played in this fourth quarter. Cause get it with Dammy. A little pull up. Left it short. Saving it underneath by Gray. And now it's still on the floor underneath. And finally a whistle and a foul. Leave is going against the Blue Jays after the rebound. And it's Harder who picks up her second. And it's just the second foul against the Blue Jays here in the second half. Four have been called against Perry. 28-22 Blue Jays. 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. A whistle and a drive. And I think we get a foul, but is it going to be an and-one? No, it will be on the floor. Detweiler picks up her third, team third. We played exactly 2 minutes in this fourth quarter. Six to go, 28-22, Blue Jays by six. Perry with the ball. As McKenna Haverkamp checks back in, Dammy gets it left corner, fakes, going baseline, and now the whistle won't stop blowing as we get another foul, this time against Scobie, her first. The cause again will throw it in. This is Bartlett open in the corner. A little strong. Backside rebound by Haverkamp. Haverkamp finding Lukert. Gets it into the front court. Under 5:50 to go. 28-22. Blue Jays by six. Here's Lukert. Trying to get a blender going up top. Now Scobie inside. And again, the whistle won't stop blowing. And another foul inside. And is that Dammy? That is for fourth. That's one to eye. Could argue Dammy the best player for Perry. Now four fouls with still 5.5 minutes to go. But she stays on the floor. Here's Lukert on the block. A little triple threat. Turns and a little up and under is good for Mary Lukert. 24 for Mary Lukert. And it's 30-22. The largest lead now at 8 for the Blue Jays. At 5:20 and counting left to go. Here is Dammy, a little scoop shot between two defenders on the block is good. And a timeout real quick for Joey Franzetta. And the cause take a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 5:15 to go in the game. It is 30-24, Blue Jays by six, and they'll have the ball out of the timeout. Well, again, this game has played out much differently than the first game, Logan. Again, we went to this game January 13th, back at Perry. This was all Blue Jays in that one. It was 48-21, so a 27-point win for the Blue Jays. Cause it hung tough, and you know they're facing a little bit of adversity here, but they are by far and away still time and not out of this game yet.
Yeah, they still have plenty of time. You're only down six, so it's only two possessions based off the three-point shot. And you got Allison Farmer. She's hit 2 3-pointers already in this game for you. Kendall Grace hit a three as well here in this fourth quarter as well. if you're Perry, you just got to get some stops defensively in the big thing. I mentioned it earlier. You guys stopped Mary Luger. She has 24 already. She averages 17, so she's 37 points over her average. We still have 5 minutes to go, and she has the ball right now for the Lady Jays.
Man, she's got 24 of the 30, and she's outscored the cause. It's 30 to 24. She has tied the cause for scoring here. Out of the timeout, Blue Jays with the ball in that 6-point lead. Lukert right side. It goes to Haverkamp. Now Gruber inside from Scobie, bumped, and it goes out of bounds. But it'll stay underneath with Sabetha. Last touch by Metcalf. We got 4:50 to go in the game. 6-point advantage for the Blue Jays. Haverkamp trying to find someone to throw it into. Finally does. Right side on the wing. Now it comes near side to Harder. She's not afraid to fire. Air ball's a three. And lucky that Bartlett couldn't handle it underneath. This last touch by Bartlett. So the Blue Jays fortunate there to keep this possession alive. Luker throws it in. Haverkamp in the corner. Works it back to the wing. Now gets it back to the top with Harder. Here's Scobie. In the paint, right side it goes. Now Gruber, a box touch. Back to the bucket, trying to work on Nally. Now this is Scobie on the right wing, up top to Haverkamp. 4.5 minutes and counting, fourth quarter. 30-24, Blue Jays by 6 with the ball. Here's Gruber at the point, left side to Mary Luker. She's been dominant tonight. She'll drive inside, draw the contact and the foul. This will be the 6th team foul. Third for Metcalf. So now the rest of the way, 4:20 to go. Got Sabetha. They're going to be in the bonus. And that could be something to monitor. Scobie on the entry pass. Here is Haverkamp curling. A little floater. No good off the window. Rebound for Perry. Nally able to snag that one. So coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Cause with it, they're down 6. It is 30-24. Long pass, near side corner, Metcalf, a little ball fake. Now Dammy at the elbow, little quick trigger on a pull-up, no good. Scobie the rebound for Sabetha. And now you can see maybe Sabetha slowing the pace a little bit, going to try to trim down the possessions here with that lead.
Yeah, going to try to run some clock every possession. We talk about foul trouble as well. Brooke Metcalf has 3, and Taylor Dammy, she has 4. They're the two best players for this Perry team. They got to be careful here down the stretch.
Yeah, for sure, and the rest of the way, Blue Jays are in the bonus. Blue Jays have a couple fouls to give on their end, so they're not quite there yet. We're down to under 2.5. This possession featuring plenty of perimeter passing. Gruber has it up top. Left side it goes to Harder. Works around a Gruber screen to the point. A little two-man game there. Gruber has it left elbow. Puts it on the dribble towards the baseline. Comes back to the elbow. Flips it back to Lukert up top. So again, the lengthy possession continues as those possessions are going to trim. Nice pass. Scobie missed the layup. Gets her own miss. Throws it up. No good, but free throws coming up. What a pass there by Mary Lukert. And Scobie missing the first opportunity, but gets the miss and puts it back up. And that's Dammy, who picks up her 5th, and she is out of the game. And kind of a frustration walk off the floor. But now Perry losing their best player with 3 minutes to go, down 6, and could be down 8, depending on what Scobie does at the line. Scobie, 3 points tonight. She's 1 for 2. And her first free throw rims off. So it stays 30-24. Blue Jays by 6. 3 minutes to go. Gauze just losing Dammy for the rest of the game, and that's an 0-for-2 trip. Scobie short. A rebound for Morgan, and the cause into the front court here, down 6, under 3 minutes to go. This is Thayer, thought about a 3, now Metcalf on the wing left. Thayer gets it back up top, staring down that Blue Jays 2-3. Good entry pass, good movement here. Metcalf driving in the lane and gets a little floater up and over the rim. Metcalf with 9, and it's a 4-point game with 2.5 to go. It's 30-26. The Paws are hanging around. Here's Lukerts. Dribbles through that zone, works it back near midcourt. Again, they're wasting some time trying to limit the cause possessions here down the stretch. But if you get too complacent and you get too kind of conservative, you can play to lose, not necessarily play to win. But they're taking off some good time here. We're down to 2 minutes. Now Scobie kicks it right. Harder will try. It's a deep three, but Lukert there for the miss. And she is bumped and fouled. So Lukert's going to earn a trip to the line for a 1-1. And that's a big offensive rebound there. And Lukert, who has been very good at the free throw line tonight, 7-for-8.
And Brooke Metcalf just picked up her fourth foul.
Now Metcalf with four fouls. She's going to have to stay on the floor. Minute 55 left. Blue Jays trying to hold on. They lead Perry 6. Or correction, 4. Beg your pardon. First free throw. Rims out. No good. And Perry the rebound. So here we go. A minute 50 and counting. A 6-point game. Cause with it. Down 4. Here is an entry pass. Looking short corner. And it's going to be a travel. They got it on the elbow with Morgan. And was looking into the corner, but the pivot foot just drug a touch. And the referee called it, so a big turnover by the Cause. They have been better in the second half here with the turnovers, kind of limiting them. But now they're down to 95 seconds, and they trail by 4. Lukert works it into the front court, who has 24 points tonight. You see Lukert just doing some work and finally gets it off right side. This is Haverkamp. Back up top to Gruber. Gruber had it knocked away, and it's a steal. It is a steal by Perry. This is Morgan. Her shot is good, and the foul. Whoa. And just like that, a 2-point game. And an and one for Riley Morgan. The foul is on Gruber, her second, team foul number 5. Thayer checks back in. Farmer is out, but a chance to get it to a 1-point game with a minute 13 to go. What an individual effort by Morgan, and she cashes the free throw. And here comes another sub as Nally checks back in for Bartlett. And another sub in late for Joey Franzetta as Farmer checks in. 1:13 left in this game. The Cause were down 8. Just a few minutes ago, but they are back to within 1 at 30-29 as we're approaching the final minute of the game. So a good one coming down the stretch, and now we get a whistle and a timeout. It is a full. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. 64 seconds remain in this one. A 30-29 Sabetha lead back after this here on KNZA.
Tellerman Insurance, where our business is built on the foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I am Christy Wilson, and I have been with Tellerman Insurance for 30 years. My main focus is on commercial insurance. Nobody likes insurance until they need it. I want to help people understand what they are spending their money on and how those coverages could affect their business if they don't have them. And I don't even have to wear khaki pants or have a talking lizard to do any of that.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at Sabetha Hospital.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Fantastic finish in store here at Sabetha. Blue Jays hanging on 30-29. They lead it by 1 with a minute 3 to go. Now officially under 60 seconds as Lukert works it into the front court. They bring 2 defenders at her. She spins away from it. Curling deep into the backcourt, just wasting some time here. Now gets it right back. From Detweiler, Cause bringing the pressure, and there's the foul at 45 seconds to go. And you can see they want Lukert to shoot the free throws. Some time came off the clock. The Perry LeCompton foul is against Gray. That is her first. But Lukert, this will be the final 1-1 as it's team foul number 9. Big free throws nonetheless coming up for Lukert, who has 24 of the 30. Her first free throw, no good, and a rebound for Perry LeCompton. Morgan, another rebound, and it's a 30-29 game with 40 seconds to go. The Cause can take the lead. Let's see what they do here. And a timeout for Joey Franzetta. Let's see if it's a full or a 30. And it is a 30. Our timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. Brandon, Logan, Jake and Mike all with you, so let's set it up. 33 seconds to go, and Perry in the front court with the ball down one. And without their best player in Dammy, who was fouled out of the game.
Yeah, Brandon, you look at it, you think, you know, before you come out of this timeout, you just think, Mary Luker just missed the last two free throws she's attempted. And she has 24 points. She's, you know, one of the best players in the Big Seven League, and she just missed two. If she would have hit that one and got the second one as well, it's a three-point game. At least hit the first one, it's a two-point game. Well, it's only a one-point game right now. Either stop's going to possibly win it for Perry. I think if you're Coach Joey Franzetta, the biggest thing you got to do here, you got to tell your girls, hey, I understand we're down one. You know, we got to score. You want to try to hold for the final shot here. You don't want to give the best of the
That was
going to
be my next question. Do you hold?
Do you try
to hold for the final shot when it hit the buzzer?
I think you got to try to. You got to tell them, hey, slow down. Don't get too big of a rush, because if you get in too big of a rush, you can make mistakes. Try to either get the final shot, get a foul, and go to the free throw line perhaps.
Well, I would say you try to take as much time, but you give yourself a chance. Like if you try to get a shot with 7-8 seconds, you miss.
You get a putback attempt.
Or you have to foul. You could still save yourself another possession. Even if Sabetha were to hit two free throws, you're still only down three. So let's go. Let's see it. Down to 30 seconds. Working it into the front court is Metcalf. Metcalf again, 28 seconds. Stares down this defense by Sabetha. A chance for Perry LeCompton to maybe win it at the horn. 30-29 is our score, and another timeout as Joey Franzetta again takes his second consecutive TO. This time it's a full. We'll follow suit. We're back in. Let's take a 30 real quick and come back after this for this final possession here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flatbed drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM KNZA.
A fantastic game coming down to the final possession. Potentially, we got 20 seconds to go. Well, 19.4 to be exact. And Perry, a chance to maybe steal this one on the road. Down one with the ball.
They still have one timeout as well.
Okay, one timeout. They've called back to back, so they called one. Head coach Joey Franzetta kind of saw what Sabetha was doing, so let's see if Nate Bauman tries to counter with maybe something else, but here we go. 15 seconds into the front court, clock moving, Perry down one with the ball, trying to get a high ball screen, and it's an offensive foul. It's going against Emanali for an illegal screen. Well, there's still 11 and a half seconds left, but the cause losing that possession, and they're going to need to foul. Try to get a quick steal. If not, you foul quickly, and now Nate Bauman wants to talk it over. It is a full, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Don't want to miss any of the action here down the home stretch. Again, our timeout's always brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, but again, 11 and a half seconds. Cause just turned it over. Illegal screen by Nally, but again, you have time. If you can't get the quickest steal, you foul. Worst case scenario, you're going to have a chance to maybe tie the game. If Sabetha makes a couple free throws, you're only down three.
Yeah, and see, that timeout was smart. I think Sabetha thought Mary was going to go to the free throw line there. Due to the offensive, you don't get to go to the line and attempt the free throws. Now you got to try to draw something up offensively. You're still, obviously, she just missed the last two, but you got to get this ball to Mary Luker on the inbound. You know Perry's going to try to heavily guard her. Now, if you're Coach Nate Bauman, hey, you still have two timeouts in your back pocket. If you absolutely have to take it, you tell your girls, hey, you can't get the ball in, you can take the timeout if I can't get it in quick enough. You know, the biggest thing, though, Brandon, and Trenton, now you're here as well, the biggest thing, though, if you're Coach Joey Franzetta for Perry, how huge of a loss is that for Taylor Damien not to be in the game? Offensively, she can get an easy bucket down low, but defensively, she can be right there. If Sabetha gets a breakaway, obviously Sabetha's going to try to just run the clock out, you would imagine, but let's see what happens.
Well, Brooke Metcalf has been the leader offensively for the cause. She's got nine. I don't think she'd be the one to go to down the stretch, but they're doing a little offense for defense here as Metcalf again with the four fouls can't be on the floor right now. As Sabetha out of the timeout, long pass looking for Lukert into the corner, and it's a turnover. Lukert can't chase it down, and the cause will get it back only a half second off the clock, so 11 seconds exactly. here in the front court, and the Cause trailing 30-29 with another chance.
And Mary actually had a chance to catch it. I think she thought it was tipped on the inbounds before it went over her head, and that's why she shouldered the Perry player off so she couldn't make an attempt to go get the ball. I think Mary thought it was tipped.
So another timeout. I believe it was Perry that took that TO, so we'll keep it right here. And don't want to miss any of the action here. Is the Cause down one, a chance to potentially win it at the buzzer.
And that's huge because now, if you can't get the ball in, you don't have any timeouts. You can't take a timeout. If you do, it can be a technical foul. So Beth is going to go shoot free throws, win the game. You've got to get this ball inbounded. Otherwise, Beth could have a chance to win this game.
Well, give a lot of credit to Perry. Again, you lose Dammy. She fouls out a few minutes ago, but so Beth had built an 8-point lead about midway through this quarter. It was the largest lead of the game. They kind of felt like that momentum had swung kind of more fully into their favor. Cause didn't go anywhere. Got some contributions across the board, and now chance to win it here on the road.
Yeah, and I alluded back to it, Brandon. Mary Looker, she has 24 points. Gobi has 3. Detweiler has 3. That's only 3 players. For Perry, you got 7 different scores. That's just one thing you got to have is a bunch of different girls that can score, whether it's 2 points, 3 points, even a free throw here or there. You got to be able to do that. And you think about, you know, Sabetha, they've left, I've got it here, 6 free throws that they've missed. You get those 6 free throws, we're talking about Sabetha has already got this game won.
So here we go, near side to throw it in. It's Metcalf, 11 seconds to go, 30-29, Cause a chance to win it. Here is Thayer, 8 seconds to go, trapped, throwing it. It is nearly taken away, Bartlett has it. This is Farmer, 3 seconds to go, drives, throws up a shot, front rim no good at the horn, and that'll do it. There might have been some miscommunication, but a shot by Farmer from about 10 feet, short corner right, just grazing the front rim and off, and not a chance for a putback. And the Blue Jays hold on at home in a big-time hold and a huge win sub-state-wise for this Sabetha Blue Jays squad. So final score, Blue Jays win it 30-29. And we got a lot to break down when we come back. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Halfway down, halfway to go. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Rainbow Fiber Internet Construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We no land.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Postgame show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Brandon Tabman with you alongside Logan Bitterman, Jake Spaulding in studio. Trenton Kraxner will join us in the second game. Mike on the camera here for Sabetha Channel at MSCSports.net. And boy, it was a heck of a ball game, Logan, in that first one. And the Blue Jays hold on in a big one for sub-state purposes as they try to keep themselves in the upper half. They certainly don't want to fall out of that fourth spot and end up having to go on the road here in a couple of weeks for that first round of sub-state. But credit Perry LeCompton, who came in three straight losses under their belt, and losing Taylor Dammy about halfway through that fourth quarter, had a chance to win it at the buzzer. Shot just rolls off the rim, no good, a little bit short. Nonetheless, Blue Jays hold on, get a big win.
Yeah, it was just a tremendous game. I mean, and we talked about it in pregame, and obviously us three here, you know, Trenton, Brandon and I, we're excited for the guys' game, and a lot of people are. It's going to be a tremendous matchup here this evening, and it kind of, you know, maybe foreshadowed or overshadowed, if you will, the girls' game a little bit. Maybe a lot of people didn't really think as much about the girls' game going into it, but that was a tremendous game. Both teams played really, really well. You think about the amount of turnovers Terry had in the game, it didn't really matter, you know, really down the stretch because you only lost by one.
Right.
In the grand scheme of things. But at the same time, you think about some of those possessions to get them back. You had the chance at winning the game. And you brought it up, Brandon, as far as sub-state, Terry now falls to 7-11 overall. Sabetha goes to 11-7. You look at the Big 7 league and you think about the other teams in it. If you're Perry LeCompton, you're Hiawatha fans tonight because you want Hiawatha to win their matchup. They're playing Jeff West. Jeff West is right there with 12 losses. If Jeff West wins out and you lose another game, you could flip with Jeff West in the seating there in your sub-state. If you're Sabetha fans, you're Jeff West. Or if you're Sabetha, you're Jeff West fans. You want Jeff West to beat Hiawatha, knock them down another peg before you have to play him next Tuesday because that would help you out in your sub-state. So, I mean, this was just a big win for Sabetha. It gives them another step closer to that four seed in sub-state, but there's still a lot of work to do. Another big matchup Friday night for the Lady Jays. They're going to have to go to Holton, where they're going to be tested down there. They lost the first time up here in Sabetha right before the Christmas break. But down there, it's going to be different. They're going to have to go down there, and it's going to have to be somebody other than just Mary Luker. You got 24 with the 30.
Yeah, Holton, on the girls' side, they've played a little bit undermanned at times this year. They had a couple players out in their game Friday against Hiawatha, and Hiawatha, besides Nemaha Central, playing as good as anybody right now in the Big 7. But again, we mentioned a little bit ago, it is an outright league championship for Nemaha Central. They won their game tonight pretty handily against Royal Valley, so it's still a perfect season so far in league play for the Thunder. They go to 17-1. Still a top four team in 3A in the latest rankings from the KBCA, but Nemaha Central, their sixth straight Big 7 league crown. They shared it last year with Hiawatha, but nonetheless, it's an outright league championship this year for Nemaha Central. Sabetha boys can clinch the outright league championship with a victory tonight. Well, I should back that. I guess there is a scenario where they could tie still, but obviously a one puts them in the driver's seat a little bit more than maybe what it had before. And we'll talk about that throughout the course of the night, but we got to recap, again, the final couple minutes of postgame here is the Sabetha girls winning it over Perry LeCompton 30-29 in a thrilling ball game. Blue Jays go to 11-7 overall, now 8-4 in Big 7 league play. Cause dropped their fourth straight. They're now 7-11. They dropped to 3-9 in Big 7 league play. Blue Jays got 24 of their 30 points from Mary Luker. She added 6 rebounds. She was consistent from the free throw line as well. She was 7-10 at the free throw line to be exact. And then outside of that, they got 3 points, 7 rebounds from Hallie Scobie, and another 3 points from Trinity Detweiler. Just a couple threes hit tonight for the Blue Jays. They had 22 rebounds, 10 turnovers. They were 8-14 at the free throw line. For Perry LeCompton, they were led by Brooke Metcalf. She had 9 points and 5 rebounds. They got 6 from Allison Farmer, who had 2 early threes. They got 4 from Taylor Dammy, who fouled out in the fourth quarter. three apiece for Kendall Gray and Riley Morgan. Morgan added eight rebounds as well. Then a couple of two-point outings for Reagan Thayer and Emma Nally. Caused it a little bit better in the second half with the turnovers, but still 19 in the game, not going to get it done. A lot of empty possessions taken away by the turnovers. Caused hit four threes. They had 26 rebounds. They were 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Final two games for Holton, or correction, for Sabetha. They go to Holton on Friday, and then a week from tonight, they will be back here against Hiawatha. Cause final two games, they host Riverside on Friday before going to Holton a week from tonight to wrap things up. Real quick, our player of the game, it's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, our player to bank on. And I don't think there's a whole lot to say. I think we can both agree when you have as high of a percentage of your team's total points like Mary Lukert did tonight, who's been sensational all year, but 24 of the 30 in a big win, and I think it goes there and it stays there.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned it so much during the game is Perry's got to stop Mary Lukert. I mean, she averages 17 points a game, and she had...
You will give credit. She only had 8 in the second half compared to 16 in the first half, so I think
she
caused it a little bit better.
Half.
That is true.
That was the biggest thing. She was 1 point shy of her average before
that
halftime.
True.
You know, yeah, you held her a little bit in the second half, but... She was, you know, the equivalent to Perry basically tonight. Without that 24, yeah, I mean, Sabetha kind of gets demolished, if you will.
Right.
When you look at the rest of the scoring, because Hallie Scobie only had 3 and Trinity Detweiler only had 3 as well. Because, again, Penn Batchelor's out the rest of the year, and Alexia Hayden wasn't even suited up tonight. And you think about the 3-point percentage she had going into this game, but you didn't have that tonight. Mary Lukert stepped up, and I'm going to agree with you, Brandon. I think it has to pretty much go to her.
So Mary Lukert, it's our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for the first half of our broadcast here tonight. Jake Spaulding back in studio. He's going to have about 5 minutes or so. We've kind of cruised through here, and the boys' game is coming up. It's a ranked matchup, and this second one is going to be a ton of fun. First meeting between the two, 62-59. All three of us were there the first time. Perry LeCompton has not lost in 8 games since these two teams last met on January 13th. Huge Big 7 Final League implications as well, but a lot of fun. About 6 minutes, let's say about 5 minutes for Jake in studio. Again, the girls' final, Sabetha 30, Perry LeCompton 29.